When the storms of life, and you saw the video and you saw the little cloud hanging over the person, what do we mean by the storms of life? We're talking about that not so pleasant diagnosis from the doctor, a broken marriage, an illness, a financial catastrophe, a death of a loved one. These are the storms of life that come to us each and every day to someone. But when we follow God's plan, when we build our lives on a solid foundation, we can withstand those storms. We can hold up because it's Christ on which we stand, the mighty rock of Christ on which we stand. I've got some foundational scriptures that I live by or try to live by. I'm going to share them with you this morning. These are ones that have just meant so much to Pat and I in our spiritual walk. Of course, John 3:16, and it talks about salvation. For God so loved, let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, that's key. That's the cornerstone to me of the gospel. Another one I love and I try to live by every day is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's say it together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Yeah, that's a great one. I love that one. How about Isaiah 41:10? If you ever get a card, a get well card from me or a hospital card, I always put Isaiah 41:10 next to my signature. Look at these words. Let's say it together. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Yeah. How about the next one? This is my wife's favorite. She prays this every day. Jeremiah 29:11. Say it with me. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And then, of course, I think everybody's favorite, Philippians 4:13. Let's say it together. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I think if you just build your spiritual life around those four or five scriptures, we would have a solid foundation for life and can deal with anything that life throws at us. The question again, how firm is your foundation? Whose blueprints are you following? Is your foundation built upon trust in your wealth? Trust in your financial situation? Are you building your faith upon your parents' faith or someone else's faith? Are you building your spiritual life based on just how you feel at the moment? Your wealth, your self-centeredness, your self-gratification, your I'm looking out for number one mindset. If so, I say you're building your house on sinking sand. How firm is your foundation? And finally, to have a solid foundation, a good foundation, we need good building materials. Foundations have to be of good quality. The concrete has to be tested. The concrete has to be cured. It has to be reinforced with rebar and all kinds of things that I don't completely understand. But I know that to build a solid foundation, you need good building materials. Anybody ever remember the story of the three little pigs? Three little pigs. First little pig built his house out of what? Straw. Straw. The big bad wolf, storms of life, came along and he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. The second little pig built his house out of sticks, out of wood. And the big bad wolf came along, he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. And then finally he came to the third little pig's house, who was the wise builder, and he built his home out of what? Bricks, stone. And he huffed and he puffed, and he couldn't blow the third pig's house down. So again, the building materials are so important. You know, when things are going well, when the sun is shining and everything's hunky-dory, as they used to say, you know, any kind of structure will survive that. But when trouble comes, when difficulties come, when storms come, when the floods rise and the wind blows in our lives, be it a tragedy, be it a sickness, be it the loss of a loved one, a broken marriage, financial trouble. You know, Christians are not immune to these kinds of things. God never said we would have a trouble-free life. The Bible says the rain, I believe it's raining right now very nicely, in fact, doesn't the rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous? Good things, bad things are going to happen to all people, righteous and unrighteous. Christians are not immune to suffering. So when those rains fall and the wind blows and the floods rise, how firm is your foundation going to be? Will your house, your spiritual house, your life be made with quality materials that can withstand the storms of life? And God has provided us the best building material of all, and that is a person, Jesus Christ. He has given us Jesus, God's living word. Jesus is a rock. Jesus is a mighty fortress. Jesus is our mighty high tower, a sure foundation, the cornerstone that the builders rejected, if we'll recall from a couple of weeks ago. The cornerstone of our faith, the new temple. There's a song we sing in the 11 o'clock service. There may even be a contemporary version of it, I don't know. It's called How Firm a Foundation. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say that to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? How firm is your foundation? Is it built upon rock? Is it built upon the teachings of Christ? Is it built upon Jesus Christ himself? Or is it built upon something else? Are you a foolish or a wise builder? You have heard God's word preached and taught here for many, many, many years, every Sunday. The question is, are we doers of that word? Are we living it out day to day? Are we putting our faith into practice? Jesus said, if we're just hearing it and just going about our business and not doing what we're being taught and shown, then we're building our lives, our houses, if you will, on sinking sand. Jesus said, it's the wise builder that puts them into practice. By the way, on the back of your bulletins, I want to share with you something that I picked up from Kitty Hawk United Methodist Church. I'm not going to take credit for this because it's so good. After thinking about today's message, ask yourself these three questions to determine how you will act, A-C-T, on what you have learned. Apply. How can I apply what I've learned from this message? I thought this fit nicely in with our message today. Change. What do I need to change in myself, my church, and my small group? Teach. What do I need to share with others from this message today? You're going to see that on the back of the bulletin for the foreseeable future as a reminder that we are to be doers, that we are act upon the word that we've been shown. Okay. God has shown us a good location. I think Bethel Church is probably a good location to help build that solid structure. I think he's given us a perfect plan in his holy word. And of course, he has given us Jesus Christ, the best building material of all. But there's a bigger question that needs to be asked today. How sure are you of your salvation? Are you sure that you are a child of God? Do you know that you know that you know that you are a child of God? That 2 seconds after your heart stops beating, you will be in the presence of the living God. To be sure, your life must be built upon the rock, trusting in God's blueprints, trusting in God's building material, and what Jesus did on the cross. That's what Easter was all about, wasn't it? We just came through Easter and all of that. Is Jesus your sure foundation? Are you trusting in Christ and Christ alone for your salvation? Is Jesus the foundation that will help you stand in the adversity and the storms that will come in your life, in this life, and the hope of eternal peace and love in the next? One more time. How firm is your foundation. Let us pray. Perhaps you're here today and you're not really sure of your relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. We never want to assume that everybody that attends church is a baptized, committed, and believing Christian. There may be someone here who is doubtful, like Thomas, and has not trusted God with their eternal soul. Today is the day of salvation, Paul says. And I pray that the prayer that I'm about to pray may be your prayer today. And I pray that it is. Dear God, I want to know for sure that I'm a real Christian. I want that solid foundation built upon rock and not sand. Help me, Lord, to trust not my own feelings, not to trust in my own good works or someone else's faith, but in you and your holy word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.